This is Catherine Girardeau with PodTech.net, reporting from CDN Live at San Jose's McHenry Convention Center. And I'm here with Mike Pfister, President and CEO of Cadence Design Systems. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Oh, sure. My pleasure.
So, interesting talk you gave this morning. This was a talk to kick off CDN Live. Tell me a little bit more about CDN Live. Is this the first time it's happened, and what is it?
Yeah, what it is a user network that we have, so-called Cadence User Network. And no, this is a way that we engage with our users in an intimate and kind of concentrated fashion. Started it last year in the United States, and this is the second year in the United States, and then we deploy it around the geographies. So we do it in China and India and Japan and all different kinds of places. We did one earlier this year in the south of France and Nice for Central Europe. And we have about 600 customers here. You may have seen from over 100 countries and all different kinds of disciplines. And some of them are digital experts or analog experts, functional experts about different elements of the tools, and increasingly now systems-oriented companies who take the tools as to a means to an end as opposed to the end itself.
So this is essentially a series of talks and workshops for your customers to better use Cadence tools.
And to also give us feedback. And so what we do is we bring in some of the executives, the strategy setting people, we bring in some of the developers. And it's an essential way that we get real time and continuous feedback from our user group, because the rest of the mechanisms are probably contemporary. You know, you get feedback from the web, you do customer visits, and of course we visit these customers continuously. But across the continuum of people, some of these are the base engineers, developers doing chips, some of them are the executives of those companies. And it's a way that you hit that kind of whole disparate range of people for different kinds of interests, and it's a very efficient way to engage in with a large group of customers.
Can you give me just the spectrum of the different kinds of customers you have who are here today?
Oh yeah, there's hundreds of customers, everyone from IBM and Intel to small startup companies that you probably wouldn't be prominent in your mind, from all different places in the world. It's interesting that they come from all different places of the world, even though this is a U.S.-focused event, because of the engagement and the interaction with U.S. companies. When we go to Central Europe or we go to China or India, we get a lot of U.S. companies come to those because of the engagement with those local companies. And I was talking to some of the customers earlier before my talk. That ability to engage with each other, as you mentioned before, is just so interesting. And I think it's a lot of the facilitation that we can do as a company to bring the industry together.
And how is Cadence connected to the wireless world we're living in now?
Well, you know, almost every chip that's made is made with some or a lot of Cadence tools. And in the wireless world, that tends to be a world that we would say is analog. If you talk to something, if you listen to something, if you look at something, that's an analog facilitation. And we enjoy a tremendous market penetration there. Something like 80% of the total available market uses Cadence tools for that. In the then manifestation of putting a radio on the corner of a chip, or this combination of analog and digital mixed signal, this becomes a very strong opportunity for the company, because we move from just concentration around the analog functions to everything as they engage together. And it just makes for a much more powerful value proposition for us.
So essentially you're providing toolkits that your customers then customize to their applications as their needs change.
Or build on top of. And this is an evolution from the days where the customer would take a tool, and some of them would be building, in my analogy, would be building their own screwdriver. They say, yeah, that's a 6-inch screwdriver. Oh, a 7. I want a 7-inch one. In the end, in highly disciplined company, I was in Intel for many, many years, we said, nope, 6 inches is good enough. Use that. What I want you to do is I want you to concentrate on taking a screwdriver and building something. Building, I don't know, a car out of it. And in this way, you really move the abstraction up, because the screwdriver had already been done. You also, when you take that approach as a tool supplier, who knows better than what complements a screwdriver and a hammer, than the guy who designed the screwdriver? And it requires a company like ours to be more knowledgeable about the problems that the people are trying to solve, whether they're trying to build a car or a house, because both things use screwdrivers. But as you do that with effect, it allows our customers to abstract up, and instead of worried about building screwdrivers, build houses, cars, and in my analogy, go from two-story buildings to skyscrapers. You know, the world today, a skyscraper is 100 stories. There's no thousand-story skyscrapers yet because people are somewhat too concentrated on building the materials over and over again, but some because they haven't been able to move up and innovate in new materials. And that's my passion for our industry, is to help show not only the value of being able to build on those predictable bases, but the uncoupled freedom that you get to be able to apply your innovation. And that's what the kits allow us to do.
Now, you've made a couple of important announcements today in your keynote. Can you elaborate on Virtuoso, the Virtuoso platform, and also Extreme 3?
Virtuoso is the heart of the custom platform. And it's really used for about five different things: analog design, custom design, RF design, memory design, or the things that are the fundamentals about integrating the physics into the libraries, the kind of the screwdrivers and hammers, etc., that people use. And what we announced today is the first kind of debut of a revolution of that. That platform really has the longest legacy in the company, over 15 years, but we haven't really done anything with it for almost 10 years, just minor innovations. And the innovations are a seamlessness of looking at the thing from beginning to end and coupling in knowledge of intent at one end that flows all the way through the other end. And it's logical. I can see, you know, you nodding in acknowledgement. And you would say, well, why wouldn't you do that before? Because you had to have the mentality to do that. And that required that same kind of end-to-end methodology that I was espousing today in my talk with customers applied to us so that we could unlock them again. And so it's really, really quite interesting. And we showed some examples that many of these people who are base Virtuoso users really get a kick out of. I mean, you could hear the oohs and the ahs of some of the unification of the strategy or just ease of use. On the extreme, it's at the other end of the continuum. The ability to build a complex chip is a lot of how you imagine it or you verify that what you imagined you did a good job in building. And that's a discontinuous process now because the architect of it largely takes it and throws it over the wall to an implementer and says, please do that, and then gets it back and say, did I do a good job or not? We call this process verification. And one of the essential elements to make that fast, as opposed to just a software thing, is to build special purpose hardware elements that allow it to speed up. Instead of running 1,000 times or 10,000 times slower, maybe you can simulate 100 times slower than it would be in the real device. Extreme brings a whole new cost continuum to being able to do that. We call it acceleration. And it allows you to do it on a much broader platform of the whole design team as opposed to one or two architectural experts. In some ways, then, what it's doing is unlocking that as another tool that when you build upon, you use it and you go, oh, that's like having a power screwdriver. Instead of sitting there and taking my old-fashioned screwdriver and ratcheting it, wow, isn't this great? Now, zip, in 1 second, I can do that. And now you concentrate on a whole different level of things. And so it's a part of a continuum of hardware accelerators that we have kind of at the low end extreme, the high end Palladium and Palladium 2, and you have seen nothing yet of what we're going to do with that part of the line. Because increasingly as people move up that abstraction to allowing their innovation to build on the automation, their concentration is the architectural exploration or the verification of proving that you did it right. And that's why it's such a forward-looking thing for us to do, but that's what you expect in end-to-end guys.
And just very briefly in closing, how are these announcements you made today really going to impact the electronics industry?
Well, I think it allows people to do more complex things faster, either in the first manifestation, time to market, or in the time to volume ramp. And the verification is so important to do that because a lot of the thing isn't just the building of the chip. It's take the chip and then how do you write the software to apply it, because that's how you customize it between versions of cell phones or iPods or whatever it is that you're trying to innovate on. And those verification methods that I was expounding upon a minute ago can allow customers to develop the application while the chip is being developed. It parallelizes the task. These are the kind of innovations that we really want to unlock because they unlock productivity of people or time or both. And that's what the world requires anymore. If it's constrained by the old way of doing things, it will just take an infinite amount of engineers and the world will never go faster. And that's really our passion in the industry. It's what we love to do with the customers. It's what CDN Live is all about, and it's a fun time to be here.
That was a talk with Mike Pfister, President and CEO of Cadence Design Systems, Inc. I'm Catherine Girardeau with PodTech.net, reporting from CDN Live at San Jose's McHenry Convention Center.